Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we journey through the rise and legacy of the empires that defined humanity's greatest ages. In our last episode, we sailed with the Portuguese across oceans, following their daring voyages that reshaped the world. Today, we arrive in India, a land of empires, faiths, and splendor, where one dynasty fused Persian art, Islamic faith, and Indian culture to create one of the most magnificent civilizations in history. This is the story of the Mughal Empire, and of its most remarkable ruler, Akbar the Great, the emperor who built not just an empire of swords, but an empire of hearts. The Mughal Empire began in the early 16th century, when Babur, a descendant of Timur and Genghis Khan, crossed the Khyber Pass with a small army and a great dream. In 1526, at the Battle of Panipat, he defeated the Sultan of Delhi using gunpowder artillery, a revolutionary tactic that shattered traditional Indian armies. From that victory, a new empire was born. Babur's son Humayun struggled to hold on to the throne, briefly losing it to rivals before reclaiming it with Persian aid. But the empire's true architect was his son, Akbar, who ascended the throne in 1556 at the age of just 13. What began as a fragile realm soon grew into one of the largest and most sophisticated empires the world had ever seen. Akbar inherited a kingdom divided by language, religion, and tradition. India was a mosaic of Hindus, Muslims, Sikhs, Jains, and countless local communities. Instead of ruling by fear, Akbar sought unity through understanding. His genius lay not only in conquest, but in governance. He reorganized the empire's administration, creating a system based on merit and efficiency rather than birth. His ministers collected taxes in cash instead of grain, stabilizing revenue and funding monumental architecture, a strong army, and flourishing trade. He introduced the Mansabdari system, ranking officials and soldiers according to service and loyalty, ensuring that power flowed through discipline, not corruption. But Akbar's greatness extended beyond administration. He was a man of tolerance and vision. He abolished the jizya tax on non-Muslims and welcomed people of all faiths to his court. Hindus, Persians, Turks, and Rajputs all found a place in his administration. He even married a Rajput princess, Jodha Bai, strengthening bonds between Muslim and Hindu communities. In his palace at Fatehpur Sikri, Akbar built a hall called the Ibadat Khana, the house of worship, where he invited scholars, priests, and philosophers from all religions to debate theology and truth. Here, he sought not to impose his faith but to understand others. He even developed a syncretic belief system called Dinayalahi, or faith of the divine, which emphasized ethics, tolerance, and reason over dogma. Akbar's open-mindedness was revolutionary for his time. While Europe was consumed by religious wars, India under the Mughals became a realm of relative coexistence, where culture and art flourished side by side. Economically, the Mughal Empire thrived under Akbar's reign. India became the world's leading producer of textiles, especially fine cotton and silk. Trade routes connected Delhi, Agra, and Lahore to Persia, Arabia, and the East Indies. Merchants from England, Portugal, and the Ottoman Empire flocked to Mughal ports, drawn by the empire's wealth and stability. Culturally, Akbar's era was a golden age. Persian art met Indian craftsmanship, creating a style known as Mughal art, refined, vibrant, and intricate. The emperor's court became a magnet for poets, painters, and musicians. The illustrated manuscripts of the Akbarnama, the chronicle of Akbar's reign, are masterpieces of miniature art, alive with color and detail. Akbar also built cities that embodied his vision. The most famous, Fatehpur Sikri, blended Persian symmetry with Indian motifs, a city of red sandstone palaces, domes, and courtyards reflecting his dream of unity. Though it was later abandoned due to water shortages, it remains a monument to Akbar's ambition and imagination. After more than 40 years on the throne, Akbar left behind an empire that stretched from the Himalayas to the Deccan, from Afghanistan to Bengal. His successors, Jahangir, Shah Jahan, and Aurangzeb, would expand and embellish his legacy, building wonders like the Taj Mahal and bringing both glory and turmoil to the Mughal realm. Yet even as later emperors pursued conquest, It was Akbar's balance of power, tolerance, and wisdom that became the heart of Mughal greatness. By the 18th century, the empire began to fragment under internal strain, regional rebellions, and European intrusion. But its cultural achievements, the fusion of art, architecture, and philosophy, remained immortal. The Mughal Empire was not just a political dominion, it was a civilizational masterpiece, a place where East and West, Islam and Hinduism, strength and beauty coexisted. Akbar's rule stands as a testament to the idea that the greatest empires are not built solely by force, but by understanding and inclusion. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we'll travel north to Persia to explore the rise of the Safavid Empire, a dynasty that redefined Iranian identity and spread Shia Islam across the Middle East.